Musty in the Madana dog chases a ball at Oval Maidan as its owner looks on students at the fora moment from the town hall. Chaitanya Prabhu, founder of the Go, Mark Your Presence, held the first town hall at the city's Lala Lajpat Rai College where 700 students from across institutions spread awareness on voter duties ahead of the upcoming Maharashtra Assembly elections. Prabhu, below, said the influence comes from the historical context and roles of town halls in developing Mumbai. We've asked students to identify their constituencies and come up with 5 issues in it, creating a charter that would address the problems affecting them, he shared with this diarist. In his 3-part approach, he strongly emphasized on the role of youth in the identification of social and civic issues and their redressal. An English voyage Viraj Ghelani at an earlier performance at his London calling for content creator Viraj Ghelani. He will mark his debut as a stand-up comic with his first international tour in London and Leicester this weekend. It is definitely a challenge, given that you can do retakes while shooting a content piece for social media or doing a movie scene. However, when you perform on stage, there are no retakes, he admitted. Though he is known for his comic reels, the Borivali-based actor added that stand-up comedy can be precarious. You have to observe the audience, their mood, their response to the punch lines and navigate your path through the script. Sometimes, for the same joke, audiences can laugh in one theater, and it might fall flat in another. So overall, performing for a live audience is very dynamic but that also makes it fun. As for preparation for his trip, he assured there is nothing different to his approach. I will try to blend their lifestyle into the script so as to keep it relatable. Also, I will get to understand the lifestyle and culture better to improve my body of work further, he told this diarist, serving memories on a plate cover of the anthology. Illustrations courtesy, Sean D'Souza. The latest anthology of memories on a plate curated by the Delhi-based Niwala and the Alipore Post comes with a multi-sensory experience of the memories of kitchens. The 225-page collection brings together artworks, personal anecdotes, poetry and photography by individuals sharing a personal connection with food, said Niwala founder Shruti Taneja. In order to make it an interactive experience, we added QR codes that can open to voice notes for the readers. For instance, in one such anecdote, someone shared an entire scene of the kitchen and its many sounds, including the cooker whistle in the background. This cannot be simply read, Taneja shared. Readers can opt for a printed copy through all online e-stores. Art call for Dombivli's kids. A child tests a weaving loom at an earlier edition, the 3-day art festival, Artiverse, that began on October 23rd and will wrap up this Saturday, aims to inculcate the importance of creativity beyond academics among students in Dombivli. Organized by Orchid School, the idea is to offer a platform for its students as well as those from other schools to showcase their talents. The festival will highlight performing and visual arts, pottery, and textiles. Dr. Madhuri Sagale, we wanted to introduce subjects that instill creativity and life skills, revealed Dr. Madhuri Sagale, head of performing and visual arts. Artiverse aims to offer exposure and a chance for students to showcase their talent beyond their schools. The festival will feature music, dance, and theatre events. The initiative also seeks to enhance the cultural landscape of Dombivli by providing valuable exposure to young people in the eastern suburb. We've received an extremely positive response. As Dombivli grows, such events can draw attention to the area, she concluded. Weaving Logic by Rajen Chaudhary. A view of the artworks at the gallery on the last day of the exhibit on Thursday, Rajen, the life and times of Rajen Chaudhary, concluded with curator Jai Kakani leading a walkthrough of the textile legacy of the artist alongside his daughter, Fakira Chatterjee and Lal in Kolaba. Mortimer Chatterjee. This is the first time his, Rajen's, work is being shown in such a commercial context, shared gallerist Mortimer Chatterjee. Kakani, who also curated the first exhibition of Chaudhary's work in 2008, told us, Rajen interacted with textiles across the mediums of art, craft and design. His work extended beyond Indian weaving styles, to include international influences and ideas.